African oil exports meet about 15% of U.S. energy needs. The United States wants to diversify its sources of energy and hopes to boost that figure to as much as 25% by 2010. Much of the focus is on drilling off the coast of West Africa, but as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, industry analysts are increasingly interested in the northeast section of the continent.
The Chad-Cameroon pipeline is just one of the factors drawing energy companies' interest to Africa, the potential for a peace deal in Sudan, which also has a completed pipeline, and Libya's efforts to come in from out of the cold are raising expectations for northeastern Africa. Florence Fee, an oil industry analyst, believes the oil majors are preparing for a big push into the region.
You could almost draw a line between Tripoli, Khartoum, and N'Djamena. That triangle that represents is becoming more and more a focus of regional interest for the international oil companies as these political developments proceed apace.
There are, of course, obstacles to overcome. The U.S. still has sanctions against Libya and Sudan, though it has held out prospects for normalizing ties with both. Enfi says much of southern Sudan remains unexplored. She was part of Chevron's management team there in the 1980s before the company was forced out by civil war.
It's just a huge, vast area, the world's largest water hyacinth papyrus swamp. At its peak, up to 12,000 square miles of this almost impenetrable swamp of aquatic vegetation. I know I was there in the 80s, and it's just almost surreal. It's been described as a primordial bog, and that's pretty much what it looks like. It's going to be a very challenging environment.
Bush administration officials are interested in boosting imports from Africa to reduce the U.S. dependence on Persian Gulf oil. However, diplomats go out of their way to downplay oil as a factor in foreign policy. The top U.S. diplomat in Sudan, Gerard Gallucci, points out that that country is a small player in the oil business.
There's been an interesting legend in Sudan, which is that the United States is working for peace because we want Sudan's oil. I've said there repeatedly that supposing that U.S. policy is motivated by oil is to suppose that we care about a cup of oil when our need for oil is like the Nile.
On Libya, U.S. oil companies are poised to move in quickly as the Bush administration eases sanctions step by step. Stephen Morrison of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says Libya's reemergence on the international scene has been a big surprise. But the big oil players in the region remain Angola, Nigeria, and some small West African states, where he says proven reserves have more than doubled in the past decade. Morrison says the Bush administration will have to think hard about how fragile these countries are.
Will the oil wealth that courses through them be used profitably, or will the oil be a curse that destabilizes these countries, which themselves have a pretty dark record of corruption and instability and civil conflict?
Morrison acknowledges there's always a risk that oil will trump concerns about democracy and human rights. That's a major worry of Ian Gary of Catholic Relief Services, a nonprofit organization that has studied Africa's oil boom.
In the U.S. scramble to secure new sources of oil away from the Middle East, it would be a mistake to trade one set of undemocratic and unstable regimes with another.
Gary gives U.S. policymakers poor marks for not pushing Africa's petrostates hard enough to use their wealth wisely. Nigeria has earned billions of dollars over the years, yet per capita income is less than a dollar a day for 70% of Nigerians. Gary adds the country of Gabon should be an oil emirate, but he argues the country's wealth was wasted.
During the 1990s, it was the number one per capita importer of champagne. Right now, the champagne and the oil are starting to run out.
The focus on African oil, he says, is not only driven by U.S. energy security needs, but also simple economics. He points to the improvements in offshore drilling techniques and says international companies get a much better rate of return in Africa than in the Persian Gulf. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.